When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Chers auditeurs,
dear listeners,
bonjour.
Welcome in Comme d'Archi podcast season 3.
Saison 3 dans le monde fascinant des architectes.
And in the architectural projects.
Je suis Anne-Charlotte Deponte, passionnée d'architecture et docteur des universités en histoire de l'archi.
I am one of the spokespersons of Anne-Charlotte, who is a PhD in architecture history.
Merci.
Thank you.
D'être avec moi aujourd'hui.
To be with us today.
Et
and
maintenant.
Now.
Lundi en français, place au talent.
And Wednesday, let's talk projects. In English, of course.
Bienvenue dans Comme d'Archi.
Dear listeners, good morning. This is Esther on behalf of Anne-Charlotte. It's good to meet you again in season 3 of Comme d'Archi episode 87 with an architectural project by L'Atelier Lame Architecture, the rehabilitation and extension of the Espace Jean Racine in Saint-Rémy-les-Chevreuses, France. L'Atelier Lame Architecture is managed by Angèle Menendez and Alexandre Layani, both architects. Graduates, respectively, of the ETSAM in Madrid and ENSPLV in Paris, Angèle Menendez and Alexandre Layani began their training together at Studio Milou Architecture, where they developed major cultural projects such as the Carreau du Temple in Paris and the Comédie in Saint-Étienne. They created the studio Lame Architecture in 2013 and distinguished themselves by being winners of the Urban 13 on the Bondy site. Their practice now includes numerous projects for public and cultural facilities. Part of the studio's activities dedicated to retail and the creation of universes in the field of fashion and design. The agency works on projects of various scales, ranging from the restructuring of the reception and bar of the Carreau du Temple in Paris to the rehabilitation and extension of the Malraux Cultural Center in Verrières-le-Buisson, the creation of a cinema and multipurpose rooms in Pornichet, and the construction of an auditorium and youth center in Puylboro. More recently, the agency won the competition for the rehabilitation of the covered market and the requalification of the town center square in Chauny, and the rehabilitation and extension of the Jean Racine Cultural Center in Saint-Rémy-les-Chevreuses. The team created within Atelier Lame was composed to bring together efficient and complementary skills. Atelier Lame is also the winner of the prestigious 40 Under 40 2021 prize for the most promising young architects of their generation. Rehabilitation and extension of the Espace Jean Racine in Saint-Rémy-les-Chevreuses. This new intervention on the Espace Jean Racine, a cultural and artistic center in Saint-Rémy-les-Chevreuses, initiates the creation of a friendly and warm place favorable to meetings, creativity, and discovery. The two new volumes levitating above the valley and the vegetation are bordered by footbridges on stilts, connecting them to the existing building and the surrounding landscape. Respecting the context and magnifying the existing landscape. Today's Espace Jean Racine, located between the Yvette, the market, and the car park, will benefit from a new dialogue with the urban fabric and landscape. The two new buildings, modest in size, on a human scale, reinterpret the architectural vocabulary of the existing building and are located close to it, to the south and east. Situated offset from the existing building, they annihilate the mass effect and limit interventions on the existing building while reconnecting the whole of the cultural center. This approach avoids any heavy rehabilitation of the existing building. The project fits respectfully into the surrounding landscape with the least possible impact on the existing site. In terms of landscaping, in order not to alter the biotop, nor to displace the valley and to reduce the amount of waterproofing, the project is developed on piles a few meters above the ground. Bordered by wooden walkways on stilts, the extension seems to float above the valley and the vegetation. A pure architecture in dialogue with its territory. The proposed balance with the new extension lies in the use of a similar material, reminiscent of the existing facade, brick. The use of this material on the facade and roof as flat tiles gives the project a language that is both pure, unified, and contemporary. Wooden shutters cover all the windows, giving the facade unity and great modularity. The four-sided tiled roof reinterprets the existing volumetry of the Espace Jean Racine while being in keeping with the rural and local architectural vocabulary through the use of terracotta. The numerous farms that dot the area have an architectural reflection. The intervention echoes them both in its volumetry and in the implantation around the existing building. The patio thus becomes the pivot of the whole program, reinterpreting the symbolism of the farms, real visual landmarks that participate in the identity of the territory and the local landscape. Terracotta, a classic material and a traditional technique for a contemporary look. As a covering for the concrete structure, which is necessary for the proper functioning of the program, the double brick wall ensures perfect insulation and excellent thermal inertia. The other advantage of this material is its longevity, which requires no maintenance and offers excellent resistance over time. Blonde wood shutters cover all the glazed frames in the facade to offer greater modularity to the rooms. When the shutters are closed, the wooden screens filter the natural light and make the interior spaces private. The open rooms open onto the wooden walkways and the surrounding landscape. A clear spatial organization for a rich program. The proposed architectural project integrates a dense technical program for a polymorphous facility, a place for culture, meetings, and discovery. It is characterized by smooth integration of the extension with a refined and contemporary treatment, dialoguing with the existing, inviting the inhabitants to appropriate the place easily. As an extension to the south and east of the existing Espace Jean Racine, the two new buildings have a very distinct function within the program, the activities of the former town hall and the music school. This layout offers modularity and independence. The Noria space retains its current layout but has been extensively redesigned. The leisure center benefits from a double height and a large opening to the outside, to the south onto the patio, and to the east onto the large wooden deck and its outdoor space dedicated to young people. The patio linking the circulation between the existing building and the two new volumes is naturally created by the extension's layout. It is bordered by horizontal walkways, mostly made of wood, thus linking the whole program. Located to the south, the building housing the activities of the former town hall and the cafeteria is directly linked to the new forecourt and the reception areas. Benefiting from a privileged orientation, it is protected from the sun by external wooden shutters and remains at a distance from the car park. On two levels, the second building dedicated to musical activities is located to the east and dialogues with the first extension. Enjoying an exceptional view, the rehearsal room and the classrooms on the first floor open onto the landscape and further on onto the vegetation bordering the Yvette. Rediscovered soft paths. The landscaped exterior spaces of the project are part of the requalification of the banks of the Yvette, connecting the project to the existing path leading to the town hall, which runs along the eastern facade of the new extension. This simple layout places the project in its context and allows users to discover this sector of the commune. On the outskirts of the Espace Jean Racine, the brick-paved forecourt underlines the new architectural intervention and marks the entrance to the new project. Designed in continuity with the architectural intervention, it offers a large terrace for the cafeteria and a generous outdoor space directly linked to the common hall while interacting with the market to the west. To the north, in the continuity of the footbridges, a large wooden deck extends the extension over the valley and creates an outdoor activity and a place to relax for the users of the youth area and the musical activities. Dear listeners, thank you for tuning in. Let's meet again next week for a new Comme d'Archie in English. And until then, take care of yourselves. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. Thanks to Julien Robourg, sound engineer, who is collaborating with us today. Don't forget to tune in to our previews on Instagram at Comme d'Archie Podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, don't hesitate to promote it by giving it 5 stars and a little comment on Apple Podcast or on your favorite podcast platform. And above all, subscribe to listen to all of our episodes for free. See you soon, and until then, take care of yourself.